Well, with Valentine's Day here, I thought it would be fitting that we talk with the original. He is the original host of these love reality shows, Mark Wahlberg from The Bachelor. I'm sorry, from Temptation Island. Mark, how could I do that?
You know what? It's a very thin distinction, so I get it.
Oh, I'm just teasing. You know, the other day I tweeted Mark as saying that I think that him and Chris Harrison are the same person. And, you know, you didn't really do much for that conspiracy theory. You're kind of making me think that it's true.
Well, I tweeted back to you saying, you know, facts are nobody's seen the two of us in the same place. So, you know, I think conspiracy only helps ratings. And listen, Chris is a sexy beast, so any comparison I have works for me.
But no, let's be honest, though. Temptation Island did start, I guess it was a season before, 1 year before The Bachelor, though. But they're two completely different shows.
They are. I mean, what happens, the incarnation of it all was that they, you know, Big Brother came out, and then Survivor came out, and then Fox said, hey, let's do sort of a Survivor feel show that's a dating show, and Temptation Island came out. It was a big hit for Fox, and then Bachelor came out, and of course the story, you know, The Bachelor is huge, but back in the day it was you know, one of the original reality dating shows before we even knew what reality was going to be.
This, you know, this really was sort of the Survivor of its time in terms of relationship reality shows, because it was kind of the first go round, and everybody was like, I can't believe what we're seeing on TV. We just never seen something like this before.
Yeah, it really, you know, I kind of laughed because at the time there was a syndicated show called Change of Heart that, you know, was on the air, and nobody really saw it as controversial or anything. When I first saw Temptation Island, I said, this concept is sort of like this, but, you know, on steroids. And
right.
I think originally audiences thought that the couples were married before the show aired, in just the promos. And so there was all this buzz about how could they do that. Then when they realized people were just dating and were in relationships that were only committed at the dating level, it became a little more palatable. And the show was just a huge hit back in 2001.
Let's just sort of set this up then for everybody, because you've got a bunch of four couples, right? Four couples on the show?
Same as it was before. We've got four couples, all in committed long-term relationships, but they're at a crossroads, not sure if they want to continue. So they choose to come to Temptation Island, and then they are given the opportunity to be single again. So the four guys go to live in one villa with 12 single eligible women who are looking for love, and the girls go and live in another villa with 12 eligible single men looking for love, and they date them and eliminate them, and then at the end they come back together and decide, hey, you know, after this journey, do we still want to be together, or should we leave with somebody else?
We'll talk about the proposal ultimatums that, you know, are causing a bit of trouble in a second. But let me ask you, though, because we've seen how relationships have changed over time, especially on these types of shows. You know, people are kind of coming on for fame, let's say, or they're just the exposure anyway. Have you seen a change from that first go-round of this show to now? Is this genuine? Because these are people that are in relationships, but I'm talking the singles. Why are they coming on, do you think?
Well, I tell them all, you know, when I see them, and, you know, sometimes I think it happens on camera, but a lot of times it's in between the takes, and I say to them, look, whatever your reasons for coming here, they could be twofold. There's the one you tell producers, which is we have trouble with our relationship or we're looking for love, and there's the truth, which is it's all that, plus being on TV might help your career, you've got more followers, whatever. And what I say to them is, regardless of what brought you there, the show gets real, really quickly. And so, you know, for the couples especially, if they thought, hey, we'll just kind of glide through this and, you know, it's not a lot of risk, we'll pretend, it gets real immediately, and then they either are grateful that they did it or wondering what choices they made. For the singles, you know, like any reality show, there's a lot of benefit to being on TV, but it's so hard to get on these shows that I'm very sure that the producers have done a good job of vetting to people who also are looking for the possibility of love, just like The Bachelor has to do.
And there are some ultimatums, as I mentioned. You know, this season we saw Casey with the proposal thing, and drama really ensues.
Lots of drama.
What do you think about these giving an ultimatum?
Drama ensues and continues to ensue throughout the entire season.
Let me give you each of the couples, and I want you to describe their, maybe they're just their relationship, I guess, in general, in one word. So,
yeah.
Evan and Casey.
John and Katie?
I said...
All right. Gosh, I haven't been asked this. I have to do it. I have to be careful here. John and Katie. Gosh, I would say kind of, I hate to say superficial, but, you know, seems like a young, new relationship.
Okay. Evan and Casey.
Evan and Casey. Drama.
Because that's, they're, but it's 3 years, isn't it, for them?
I think it's, they've been together or in their, each other's lives for longer than that. And through some incredible life roller coaster things, you know, it's no secret that Evan's father was a victim of a murder, and there's a lot of drama with that, and she was there with him through all of that. So yeah, they have history together for sure.
Now, I mean, as sad as it is to say, things like that can really make a couple stronger.
Well, you know, life's journey either makes a couple very strong or breaks them apart. Mm-hmm. Life, the journey of life, is a really messy, rocky road, and the whole point of being in a relationship is that you need a partner to get through it.
Right.
So, yeah, it either brings you closer or makes it more difficult.
Yeah. Next up, I guess, Carl and Nicole.
Carl and Nicole fit. That's what I would say. Those two are beasts. They're in great shape. I know that doesn't really describe them as a couple. You know, I guess age or maturity is the issue for them.
Right.
I guess would be a word I'd say, because he's a little older than she is, and that's a concern, that he's like, enough of this dating, I'm ready to kind of lock this down, and it has certain expectations of her. She, on the other hand, is young, although she's a very mature, young 25-year-old, I think she is. But she's still, you know, trying to figure out what love is. So I guess maturity would be what I'd say with that.
And then, who's the last one?
Javen and Shari.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to have to say comedy.
Uh-huh.
Just unexpected to me. And by the way, as I watch the show on the air, I'm seeing Javen's sense of humor, right? Mostly Javen.
Yeah.
And on the island, I got little moments of it, but, you know, he seems so serious all the time. So I really enjoyed watching him.
Of all of the singles, who would you most want to stay away from you in a relationship?
Stay away from me?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I can't answer that. I must tell you that I had limited time with the singles, but both the guys and the girls, I really found something interesting and authentic about each one that I met, and I thought to myself, this would be hell if I were single trying to figure out, you know. Of course, they're the ones that are your type and your flavor and the ones that aren't, but I really, there's not a whole lot I could say, you know, stay away. I can't say that some of the women are aggressive and strong, and I would probably, you know, if I were a single guy, that might be a little much for me.
Okay, all right. So what's coming up the rest of the season, I guess,
I'm
like you say?
A political answer.
Well, I was going to, yeah.
That's about as best
that was, we'll call that a non-answer. What's coming up the rest of the season? You said lots more drama.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, you know, the first two or three episodes sort of set the tone, and you get an opinion of these couples and where they're going. But as these couples get more immersed in the experience of being single, the drama gets nuts. And I'll say this, that there are three possible outcomes at the end of the show. They're either going to realize they need to be together and stay together and make a commitment, or they're going to realize that they shouldn't be together, but they haven't found love, or they're going to realize that they shouldn't be together and they have found someone else. And I can tell you that you should stay tuned, because all three of those things are in play at the very end.
And here's the deal. There's four couples, four long-term couples on the show. You've already got a better track record than The Bachelor.
There you go. So if we did it by the numbers of public service, of like, you know, what we're doing is trying to help America one couple at a time, mathematically, we may have the edge.
There you go. Look at that, everybody. See? There you go. And finally, one more question. Who would win in a fight, you or Chris Harrison? If you two were, in fact, different people.
If we were if in fact it's proven that we are different people and not alter egos, and we were to get into the fight,
yeah.
But I think he might be a little taller than me. I'm not sure. I don't know what training he's had, but let's pretend neither of us have had training.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be maybe one of the most pitiful fights you ever saw. But I feel confident.
I'm just, yeah, he's just going to try to hit you with a rose or something, right? I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but see, that's a weapon. He's got thorns. Yeah. What have I got? I got, like, beads. That's about all I can throw at him.
So wait a second. Have you never met Chris Harrison?
I have met Chris Harrison. He's a good guy. In fact, you know, I made that joke with you, but I made something similar. Many years ago, both of us were doing the red carpet at the Golden Globes, but neither of us knew that we were booked. And we were booked in separate parts. And at one point, I had to throw from my location to his location. And I think I referred to the fact, you know, and for the first time ever, you could see that there are actually two of us.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, as long as you two are cool.
That footage that may or may not exist is sort of like the lunar landing. You can, you know, is it doctored footage? Is it real? I don't know.
All right. Watch. I just have this feeling he's going to call in like later in the show and give me crap. But anyway.
I have a feeling he's going to call me and give me crap.
Good. Better you than me. We're going to be watching Temptation Island is back. Mark, when can we catch the show?
We are on USA Network Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, 9 central.
And I guess, and it's also fun to tweet along, right? Everybody's doing that.
You know, what I love is that we have 12 single guys, 12 single girls, and the four couples, and they are, this is a big difference from when we originally did it. Social media is insane, so the Facebook pages and the Instagram are just, that's as much fun as the show.
It is. All right. Well, we're going to be watching Temptation Island on USA Network. Mark Wahlberg, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.